This program is sponsored by Vision One Golf. Hit it straighter, hit it further. Putt like a maniac. VisionOneGolf.com. Hi, this is Peter Brusso for Marketing for Podcasters.com. And with me today is Ed Pohl. I met Ed at the Bar Association convention in Anaheim, California. He typically does work with lawyers, but I think I've got him convinced and coming over and helping us on the podcasting side. Fabulous interview. Excuse the background noise. We were right out on the floor. Ed had a very popular booth, and we had a lot of people around us. So enjoy the interview with Ed Pohl.
Hi, I'm Peter Brusso from MarketingForPodcasters.com, and I'm actually at a legal convention, but I ran across a guy that impressed me so much as far as podcasting is concerned that I'm going to drag him on the show. I'd like my listeners to meet Ed Pohl. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Peter. It's good to be here.
Now, let me just give you a little background on Ed. He's a big-time author, written a lot of books on business, and he goes in and he actually helps lawyers with their business and their personal coaching. And I said, hey, you know, that's really no different than where podcasters are. And he goes, yeah, you're right. And being from the outside, and you make CDs, and you've been kind of in the broadcast world and using our media, I'm going to encourage you to get in, throw your hat in the ring and get over here and help all these podcasters. And let me just tell you, podcasters pick up a microphone, not unlike a lawyer picks up his law books, and off they go, and they think they're going to be successful.
That's right.
And boy, are they wrong, right?
That's right. If they don't understand it, the principal elements of business, they're going to make it, as I say, only by happen chance,
now
not
you,
by purpose.
Absolutely. And you've been a CEO for lots of companies for about over 30 years?
Well, in my professional career, I guess it's about 40 years now.
Yeah.
And in that process, I've not only practiced law, I've not only consulted with lawyers and coached lawyers, but I've also been the owner and operator of several manufacturing companies.
Right. So now you can help the entrepreneurs as well.
That's right.
I have another show for you then, too.
Well, that's good, because I taught at UCLA and USC for over 30 years in the entrepreneur department.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to have a one-on-one telephone call for another show. But, you know, I see, and I think you can agree, that, you know, podcasters who want to make money, be successful,
right,
need to understand business principles.
That's
Is that
right.
A fair
Absolutely.
Statement? I'm always the one talking corporate culture first. Don't buy a microphone. Branding second. Don't buy the microphone. You know, stop doing all that stuff and get a good brand and get a strong understanding of who you are and what your show is going to be.
Right.
How do you? What's your knee jerk on that?
Well, I think, you know, one of my heroes is John Wooden. And John Wooden of UCLA basketball fame has a very famous quote that goes something like, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. And so the first thing that I recommend to anybody in any industry, lawyers, retail shops, it doesn't matter, is create a business plan for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Have something in writing. I learned that at the knees of my father. We were in the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a food processor, you rely on the farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you rely on the farmer, typically what happens is you make a contract with the farmer in February or March,
mm-hmm.
and the farmer then plants in March or April,
mm-hmm.
and then you harvest in August and September, July, August, and September. And then if you're lucky, you have enough product put away that you can sell from September through the next June, say, when the new crop comes in. Well, you can't do that off the top of your head, man. You've got to really sit down and plan. You got to know
right.
what you intend to sell. And when I first joined my father in business and I went out on the road, he pulled me aside one day and he said, you're going to cause us to go into bankruptcy. And I looked at him very stunned. And I said, what in the devil are you talking about? First of all, you write the checks. I don't write the checks at that point.
Right.
You know, how am I going to put you into bankruptcy? And he said, because you're too effective. You're selling too much. And we walked through the warehouse, and he showed me. He said, see all those cases of our product? Yeah. He said, well, see over here? There's a big hole. There's a big hole here because that's what you sold. Great, we made money on that. But if you keep selling at the same pace you're selling, all this is going to go. And once this goes, if it's before June, we don't have any more product to sell. If we don't have product to sell before June, we lose our space in the case. If you lose your space in the case, people like Kraft and others who are really powerful in the marketplace will come take our space. If
wow.
they take our space, we can't get it back.
Wow.
We're there because we're powerful. We've got a name. They can't take us as long as we keep that space occupied.
Wow.
When we lose that space, well, that comes about because of planning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most, you know, podcasting industry, legal community, they're not faced with that.
Right.
But I learned the value of the planning process as a result of that.
Right.
And nobody gets there by accident.
Right.
If you plan, you will get there.
Right. Fail to plan is the plan to fail.
Absolutely.
Benjamin Franklin actually said that, by the way.
Okay. Well, then John Wooden copied from Benjamin Franklin. I didn't know that.
And what a great guy. You know,
they're both my heroes, Franklin and John Wooden.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things, I was just over here at Nolo Press, and I buy business planning software from them, or have in the past, and I try to get my clients to buy them. And one of my other clients is a business planning specialist, and he has the 10 stupid things people do with their business plans. But he used to make a statement, your business plan, when it's printed, isn't worth the ink or the paper that it's even printed on. And I was stunned. Why would you say that? You just want these people to go through that. He says, yes, going through and making sure that it makes sense, and that you've done the idiot check on everything, that your goods cost less than what you know you're selling them for, and all of those things. You got to get them to go through the logic of how everything's going to go together.
Right.
And that's the only important part of the business plan effort, in his opinion. But
yeah, what's the largest canyon in the world?
It's in Africa, isn't it?
Well, most people would say the Grand Canyon,
but I think it's in Africa.
Okay. Well, I think the greatest canyon in the world is that space between my two earlobes.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is, the more educated you are, the more you're likely to validate your thought process if it's in your head.
Mm-hmm.
But as an educated person, if you put it on paper, you're going to challenge the written word.
Right.
We all challenge the written word. Few of us challenge the spoken word.
Right.
None of us challenge the word that goes through our brain that doesn't get verbalized.
Interesting.
And so when you put it on the paper, you are, in effect, more likely to challenge yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find the holes, you'll find the weaknesses, and you'll repair them before you actually get into the process.
So you have to. Right?
So you have to.
So you have to, exactly. Also, in a good business plan, or planning, period, a business plan doesn't have to be 100 pages like a lot of people might think.
Right. It's only 2 or 3 pages.
Right. A podcaster could take 2 or 3 pages, map the thing out,
right,
understand his brand, and from there, it would strike me that he should be able to decide who his sponsors might be, because he knows what his values are, his corporate values, his identities, his branding, right? What product placement he might want to go put in there, and maybe how to go sell his services, premium content. Is that a true statement?
It is. And I think to extrapolate from that a little bit, you've heard about the process of visioning and imagining, meditating and thinking about the future,
right,
and so forth. Well, what happens is that when you sit down and actually physically write a plan, there's something that happens in the process of physically writing it. It becomes indelibly implanted in your being, and we seem to attract that which we have written down.
Of course.
So you're going to attract then your success.
Well, you've seen The Secret, I would imagine, the movie,
yes,
The Secret, you know, and all the attraction factor stuff. And,
right.
And I think Jesus Christ knew about that, and I think there's been a lot of people that understand about the attraction factor, but what's top of mind awareness is going to start to attract things.
That's right.
I think that's
and
what
that's what happens.
To.
That's what happens with my coaching process.
Right.
Because now, for the first time, my clients have top of mind awareness of what we're talking about, and inevitably they come back and say, "Hey, it just happened."
Mm-hmm.
Well, why? Because they were aware of it when the opportunity showed up. They were able to understand it. They were able to see it, and therefore they were able to act on it.
Yeah, that's
what's
important.
The expression that luck is the cornerstone between preparedness and opportunity. And so they are prepared, they always are prepared, but they don't see the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Until they have the top of mind awareness.
Or it's like your coaching, they might not believe in themselves either.
That's right.
You know, there's a lot of, it's so funny because in the podcast world, and in many places, it's almost embarrassing to make money. It's almost like you have to make excuses for making an earning, a living,
yes,
you know? And I always say, we live in a capitalistic society, not a communist society. They both start with the same letter C. So if you want to not make money, or you don't want to make a fair living on what you do, then go to a communist country, because that's what they do. We live in a capitalist world, right? So you get over to the podcasters, and they actually are afraid to ask for money, which I think a lot of business people are afraid to ask for money. They're afraid to make the bill, to send it out there. And your coaching helps to stop some of that noise, right?
Absolutely. I had a woman stop by our booth earlier today, and her biggest problem is collection.
Oh.
And collection is not the issue. It's the billing. You don't get somebody to pay you until you send them the bill.
Right.
And she's not sending them the bill.
Yeah. And I think that the podcasters, the analogy there is that they're not willing to ask for a sponsor for their show. They're afraid of the rejection.
Yeah.
And if you understand...
My mother said, if you don't ask, you don't get. You may get a no, but if you don't ask, there's no possibility
That's
you
right.
can get a yes.
I have a golfing program, and I've been out on the taught some of the best guys in the golf world, and I do the mental side of the game only. I've never golfed in my life, ever.
Right.
And it's the same thing. I'll walk up and ask people, what's the object of a 30-foot putt? And they will say, to get it close to the hole so the second time it'll go in. And I say, no, it's not. It's to get it in the hole the
right.
first time.
That's right.
And if you miss, you'll be close enough to the second time. But if you always approach it with just get it close, it'll be a random chance of ever getting it in the hole.
That's right. That's right. And I saw just a couple of weeks ago Tiger Woods hit a shot that went in on the first hit
right.
and on the first swing. And even he was surprised. But his intent is that's what's going to happen.
Right,
it's going to
exactly.
go in.
And so that hole-in-one concept is a very important thing. And I think podcasters and businessmen can take it away.
Yes.
There's absolutely no reason in the world why not to ask for money for your services. None whatsoever.
That's right.
And in our case, the podcasting world, and it might be true with the legal world too, in our case, we'll actually get free listeners, you know, people that
right.
come, like, and I think this might be even true for some of the legal guys that do the trust
in the States.
Exactly. They usually have conferences, seminars, right?
Oh, yeah.
Free, right? And
yeah.
then try to convert a number of those to paying clients.
Right, right.
But they really don't do that very well, I bet. You know, the conversion rate's got to be, as a matter of fact, do you know what a conversion rate is for that?
Well, everybody's a little different.
Yeah, okay.
So there's no standard.
No standard. A good podcaster should be able to convert 20% of his listeners into paying clients in premium content in some fashion.
Okay.
And I think that that's
a good percentage.
It's
a lot better than the direct mail percentage.
I love it because you see a lot of people will go put freaking money in the direct mail or yellow pages. What the heck is that? You know, when in fact, put a little money into coaching, get your speed up there so you know how to close and close on your 20%er. And you're done.
Right.
You're done. And so anyway, I'm an evangelist out there getting these podcasters to get good coaches, to get their business stuff squared away. And you know what? I bet you agree to this. You get your business principles squared away, and what happens? The rest takes care of
That's
itself.
Right. Ben Franklin said, take care of the pence, and the pence will take care of you.
There you go. Well, Ed, thank you so much for coming on the show with me today. I'm going to be calling you to drag you on some of my other shows. Great stuff. And for all your podcasters out there, I'll have Ed's contact information. And, hey, go right for him. All right. Thank you very much.
All right.